Good evening. To begin, for those of you who might not know exactly what I do at work, two of the portions of things that I do at work to help eliminate debt and hopefully accumulate six figures at work, for retirement. Well, one might say, how does this fit into the gospel? Well, there's a parallel I'm about to draw. How do we know that we can accumulate potentially seven figures for retirement? Well, because somebody's done it before. And somebody is willing to show you how to do it. Well, we have this book that's called the Bible. It tells us of a place called heaven and says that you can get there too. Well, how do we know? How do we know that we can get there? Well, if you turn to John chapter 17, beginning in verse 1, the Lord says, "When Jesus had spoken these words, he lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, 'Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that the Son may glorify you, since you have given him authority over all flesh, to give eternal life to all whom you have given him. And this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. I glorified you on earth, having accomplished the work that you gave me to do. And now, Father, glorify me in your own presence with the glory that I had with you before the world existed." See, Jesus was in heaven before the world existed. He's been there. He knows how to get there. "And I have manifested your name to the people whom you gave me out of the world. Yours they were, and you gave them to me, and they have kept your word." And they have kept your word. "And now they know that everything that you have given me is from you. For I have given them the words that you gave me, and they have received them, and have come to know and have come to know in the truth that I came from you, and they have believed that you sent me." See, it takes a certain level of belief to think that you can accumulate seven figures, since most of us have never even seen that. But it can be done, just the same as we can get to heaven. We can get to heaven, but we have to do the things that someone who's been there has told us to do. We have to do that. But the first step is, like eliminating debt, you have to eliminate sins. Because that's the thing that's holding you back. You have to eliminate sins. Well, the Lord has given us those things to do. First, you have to hear the word. Romans 10:17, "For faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." Then you have to believe that word. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6 says, "And without faith it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him." We have to repent of the past sins that we have done and seek to live disciplined lives in the future. We have to confess that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, the one that did come from heaven to live a sinless life and sacrificed it on the cross. We also have to be buried with him in baptism. And Mark chapter 16, verse 16 through 18 as well. So these things must be done in order for you to have the hope of heaven one day. The same as we can hope for a lot of other things. But certain things have to be done. And that's what this invitation is about, is to help get you started down that process, eliminating sin and moving forward to the goal of heaven. So if there is a way that we can help you get there, whether it is by baptism as a starting point, or getting back on track through potentially the confessing of some public sin that needs to be made known, or prayers on your behalf, we pray that you would come while we stand, while we sing.